Roosh is here. And Roosh is an author, blogger, and pickup artist, best known for his website, returnofkings.com. Roosh, thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much.
I don't know how to pronounce your real name. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, my full name is Dariush Valizadeh. It's a Persian name. Ever since high school, people started calling me Roosh, and it pretty much stuck.
So. Yeah. Well, I'm glad because I can never not pronounce your real name. So Roosh is easy. Would you like to take a chance or respond to my biblical question? Every week we have a biblical question here. And the one this week is, should you laugh or cry when someone dies? What do you think about that?
I think you can do both. Probably you will cry first once you experience the loss of this person that you love who is no longer in your life. But then once the grief starts to die down a bit, you can start to laugh at the memories that that person gave you and the joy that that person gave to your life, that your life is better because that person was in your life. But at first, it's going to be hard to laugh. I think the tears are going to come first. But then once you remember the person, not just at the end, but during the experiences you had with them, some laughter can come out, as you know that that person hopefully is still watching you now and can share the experiences you have, but in a different way.
Amazing. You are known best for pickup artists, right? What is a pickup artist?
So yeah, this part of my life started, I was 21. I was a virgin. I didn't know how to connect with women. So I found these communities online, pickup artists, that were sharing tips on how to meet girls. And as a man who was in desperate need of trying to connect, I took this content like a fish in water. I started to practice game and it worked. At first I used game. I wanted to find a girlfriend, but it took on a life of its own, and it became just about scoring casual sex. I did this for about 15 years until I hit a dead end that, hey, this hedonistic road is not giving me much in the form of meaning, and it's turning me into someone who is obsessed with the sex act.
Yeah.
Who is obsessed with his genitals. There's more to life than that. I started to ease more into relationships. I had a couple. It didn't go all the way. So now, many years later, I'm 39, and I can look back and see what those experiences meant, and I just tried to take the knowledge and the wisdom that they gave me.
And you say that this started at the age of 15?
No, I started game at 21.
Oh, at 21. What was happening in your life at 21 that you felt that you needed a girlfriend at 21?
I would say that I was given a lot of the images in the TV and the movies on how connecting, how being with a woman would make you happier. That if you didn't have a woman in your life, you're lonely, you're a loser, how you need to be attractive to the opposite sex. Your value as a man comes from how hot your girlfriend is. And I would say that that was a main factor that, hey, there's something missing in my life. I need a girlfriend. But, you know, I think a man or a woman has to accept themselves first before they can think that, hey, bringing a person into my life will somehow complete me. It turns out no one can really complete you. They can add to your life, but you have to figure things out a bit on your own, be satisfied with your own company, with your own thoughts before you can start to, you know, look outward.
Well, that thing that is missing is the yearning for a father. And so men and women, boys and girls who have that emptiness, feel like something is missing, they need to return to their fathers. And once they return to their fathers, then that void would disappear because they would be made whole again. Are you What do you think about this idea? I say that women are sex dealers and men are sex addicts. What do you say to that?
I think in the culture we are in right now, both women and men are encouraged and enabled to take on the role that you are talking about. Women right now have a greater instinct to share their bodies online than to commit to one man. I truly believe that in the culture we are in, women are more eager to get the attention of 1,000 anonymous men online who want to have sex with them than to only have one man in their life who wants to love them. Men also, they are seen as more macho if they sleep with a lot of girls. This is changing a bit as they push this toxic masculinity idea onto men that's turning him into soy boys. I'm living in Eastern Europe now. Whenever I go back to Washington, D.C., which is where I'm from, there's a lot of straight men who act gay. I don't get it.
Beta males. Do you agree? Were you addicted to porn at one time?
Me, not so much. I would watch it maybe 2 or 3 times a week. I know men who have a severe problem, but I quit that. I quit all forms of visual imagery that is trying to artificially stimulate me. You know, that's what all these images and the porn does. They're trying to amp you up in a sexual way to allow sex to dominate you.
Right.
And then after that, they can sell you the solution in whatever they're pushing in the media, the products. You look at a beer commercial, they're trying to harness this. So that's what they're trying to do. So if you just cut that out, you'll find that your sex drive is not that high until you step outside and women are wearing shorts that reveal the bottom of their butts. They're putting their sex in your face during the daytime. So it's hard to avoid this.
I know that most women are not into sex as much as they pretend, but they use sex in order to draw men in and addict them to sex so that they can control them. Because women love having control over men, over the children, over everything. They feel very insecure if they don't control you. And so women only use sex in order to control. But if men were to get hold of that and not get into sex until after they get married, then women would not be able to control them because they would not become addicted to women. And they can wait and do it in the right way. Right way. What do you think of that?
One thing for men, the sex urge in men is, especially healthy men, is very strong.
Yeah.
The people who control the culture, they understand that. And they try to get they create this low-level sexual urge that doesn't stop, that it's always on your mind more than anything else.
Yeah.
And as for women, I think they get off more on the attention and the validation from men. They like the attention. Once the smartphone came out, the Instagram came out, to pick up girls became a lot more difficult because she doesn't need to sleep with you. She can just pull out her iPhone and get attention from men. That makes her feel almost as good. Because listen, when a girl goes on a date with a man, at some level, she has to satisfy him. She has to make him feel good about being with her. She has to maybe laugh at his jokes or maybe share a story of her own. But online, she doesn't have to do any of that. She just uploads a photo and all these thirsty men are saying, "You're so beautiful. I want to take you out." So really, she doesn't have to do much. And so if I was a girl and I had this kind of environment, this culture, yeah, maybe I'd become an Instagram hoe too, because it's so easy.
But are they doing that because women are very, very, very mamma mia, hola, si, senor, insecure? And so they need to have the world rotate around them so that they can feel a false sense of security?
One thing is that, yes, when they're uploading a carefully manicured Photoshop picture, the chance of her feeling rejected is very low because she has uploaded a fantasy version of who she is. She's not really that beautiful in real life, which is fine. No one is perfect. But this minimizes the pain she may experience from getting attention. If she goes on a date with a man – he may judge her. He may wonder what her past is, what her sexual history is.
Yeah.
He may wonder what her life goals are. But online, when you're putting the images out, she doesn't have to worry about that. Instead, she is going to get one negative comment for every 100 positive ones. So it's really their virtual life that maximizes this attention gain while minimizing the real world that, hey, we're not perfect. You're not perfect too. You have flaws that may have to cause you to adjust what your standards are in men. But online, I find that women believe because their Instagram has 2,000 followers, they can get the sports athletes, the famous people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really distorts what their value is and creates a bubble that I don't think is really healthy.
Amazing. Ruth, are you married?
No. I am single. I am living in an Eastern European apartment that is tiny. And I am one of the most rootless men that, you know, I've been traveling continually. I don't have any roots. So, you know, I take that, you know, that I'm not saying that's good. I don't advise other men to do it, but I accept the reality of my life and what it has done. And I just try to pass on my experience to others that, hey, if you spend decades pursuing your lust, your bodily pleasures, you may end up too in a little apartment in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.